Let us sing that song together, number 12 in our hymn books, Great is Thy Faithfulness, number 12. If there's anyone who'd like to stand with me, please feel free. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. Hath Thou been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifoldness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hands have provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and of these that endure, Thy low dear presence into cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings abide with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hands have provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Let us be seated.
That sounds so good. I'm partial to your instrument, the violin, and I'd rather hear you play it. Would you play for us a verse of that, please? The organ and piano can join in also. Thank you. Thank you. Today, our last group of campers went home. I'm sure we want to pray for them. Dear Lord, we thank you for your great faithfulness to us here at camp this season. Thus far, Lord, four groups of campers have been here, and we do want to remember them, this group that went home today, and all the others who have been with us this summer, Lord. We pray that you will bless them. Hold your hand over their lives, Lord. I pray that you will bring to remembrance the things that they have heard while here and the experiences that they have had with you, Lord. We have prayed that each one would have a vital encounter with you, Lord, in their time here at camp. And we pray that you will help them to remember you throughout this year, Lord. We pray that you will cause them to draw near to you and to trust in you and to love you, to learn to love you with all their hearts and to live for you all their days, O Lord. We just pray that you'll continue the work that you have started in them or the work that you have been carrying forward in them. We pray that you will lead them to those that will bless them. And we pray, O God, that you will make them lights for you. I ask you, Lord, that they shall continue in the things that they have learned here, Lord, the practice of giving you time, personal time each day, looking into your word each day. And I pray that you will make yourself real and precious to them. We pray, O God, for each one of them. The little cottagers, Lord, we know that you have worked in their hearts, and we thank you for this. And all the way up through Nonantum, we thank you for everyone who's been here, and we just pray your blessing upon them. We pray that your hand of protection shall be over them, and that your gracious work shall go forward in their lives. Work mightily and deeply in each one. We pray for the glory of your name. And we thank you, Lord. And thank you for your great faithfulness along every line to us throughout this season. And we look forward to these closing weeks of this season and pray that you will have your way among us. Dear Lord, we ask you to come forth in the midst here and bring glory to your name. Help us to have our hearts wide open to you. We want to see you with the eyes of our hearts and hear you, Lord, and respond to your loving call. And we pray that you will work in each of us, that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, that, Lord, we might be strengthened in these days with might by your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We look to you and trust you that you will continue your good work in each heart. Thank you for the supply of every need. Lord, we have called upon your name, and you have again proved yourself to be so utterly faithful to us, and we thank you for this and pray that you'll continue. Lord, we have every confidence that you who have been faithful will continue to be faithful, faithful to the end. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. So we're thankful for each one who's come along. I think others are going to be joining us yet. Fellowship with friends. Well, our fellowship with us is with our gracious Heavenly Father and with his dear Son, our Lord and Savior. But it's so nice that we have friends. I don't know if we all know each other yet, so I think tonight, on the first night, we ought to introduce ourselves. Some people are shy about doing this. You don't have to give a whole story. Just tell us your name, okay? And or you might want to say where you're from or some other half sentence. Not too long, please. You said it was number 62? Okay, and let's sing it as it's written. It has a little repeat in the chorus that's not in our hymn book at home. And we leave it out, but it's too confusing. Let's just sing it just as it is, okay?
Name.
trust everyone found something to thank the Lord for in these verses. So many things that we have to praise Him for. To Him give thanks. And perhaps, I sure hope, you found yourself in this song. Did you? Let all the people praise Thee. You think that includes you? I do. So let's all praise the Lord with all our hearts in these days. Praise Him, all you people. Now, we've had a topic before us in the staff and devotional readings about worship this summer, and our theme verse has been, "Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness," Psalm 96, verse 9. And we had a little book of devotional readings. I would like to use this booklet tonight in this meeting. So I'd just like to continue in this theme of worshiping the Lord for these days. And we had Psalm 96:9, as I said, as our theme verse. We also had a memory passage, and it's on the last page. Thank you. On the inside, okay, of the last page. And that is Psalm 95 into the seventh verse. Anyone else? But before we read Psalm 95 together, I have never been here on a third Saturday this summer. That's what today is. See, the staff period is run from Saturday till 2 weeks later on Saturday. So you have your first Saturday in the evening, and you have your third Saturday when you leave. But since this is the last period, I'm counting all day as the third Saturday. And I've never been here for this reading. So I'd like to just read it with you, or to you. The third Saturday, you turn one page back, and it says, "Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. God speaks to you and says, worship Me. He comes up to each sinner upon earth and says, worship Me. If He does so, He must care for you, and He must care for your worship. It is not a matter of indifference to Him, whether you worship Him or not. It concerns Him, and it concerns you. He is thoroughly in earnest when He asks you to worship Him. He wants these lips of yours, that tongue of yours, that heart of yours. He wants them all for Himself. Will you give Him what He wants?" Now, I don't know how well we've been doing with reading the third Saturday, so I'm glad we had a chance to read it. Maybe you did already today, but this is such a great and challenging reading. It's very personal to us. He is thoroughly in earnest when He asks you to worship Him. He wants these lips of yours, that tongue of yours, that heart of yours. He wants them all for Himself. Will you give Him what He wants? And now I'd like to read with you from this page, the inside last page, Psalm 95, 1 through 7a. Let us stand as we read God's word together. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God. And we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Praise the Lord. This is God's word. Let us be seated. Now Psalm 95 goes on, and I'd just like to finish this today, if you hear His voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. In my Bible, at the head of this psalm, it says, let us sing songs of praise. A long time ago, we had a chorus at home. I can still see the page. I think my sister wrote this up for us. We must have heard it somewhere, and we sang it then, and she wrote it for us. These first two verses of Psalm 95, and I'm not sure that I'm remembering them correctly, but I want to try them, okay? Let's just sing those first two verses. Maybe in the key of A flat we can try. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, it says. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. We start on that. Do, re, mi, fa, so, okay. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with... We got to say psalms. We're singing from the King James Version. That song is anyway. Okay, that's you can go up to C. Okay. I think we can do it. Let's try it again. You know, don't be shy about this. We're just doing what it says, singing to the Lord. Okay. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms once more. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms.